Hey everybody, this is Scott Graham, Extension Entomologist with Alabama Extension and Auburn University, and this Syngenta Pest Patrol Hotline is being recorded on Wednesday, July the 8th. Well, the Alabama cotton insect situation has picked up over the last couple of weeks. Plant bugs are becoming more consistent in many fields, and applications are going out. Aphids are starting to settle down a little bit, but they are still out there. We have not received reports of the fungus yet. I have seen reports in southwest Georgia, so I suspect it'll be any day now before we start seeing some here in Alabama. Well, most of the calls that we've gotten have last week or so have revolved around plant bug management, in particular when to use or not to use the insect growth regulator Diamond. In most cases, we're still recommending, as we have been for a long time now, Diamond in fields that have already had a prior application for adult plant bugs in the pre-bloom window. We really feel like, based on our experience and data, somewhere around 10 to 14 days after an initial application is a good time to get Diamond out, if treatable levels of plant bugs are found at that second timing. This gives time for eggs that were deposited by previous populations to hatch out, so the nymphs will be active and exposed to the Diamond when it's applied. Now, if you have not had many plant bug problems and haven't found a reason to go across the field yet and you're making your first shot, this is where we've recommended holding off on Diamond, especially in South Alabama. Part of our reason for that is just to try to save a little bit of our budget for if or when jacids do show up. We don't know yet how many applications we're going to need, although we suspect we will need some to manage jacids. And so, we know budgets are tight, and so trying to save a little bit of money until we get there is important. And so, waiting until we have an economical reason, which would be a threshold to make an application, is going to be really important this year. Also seen a good bit of clouded plant bugs in South Alabama this year so far. Now these are a little bit more aggressive feeders than tarnished plant bugs. They prefer to feed on thumb-sized bowls, where tarnished prefer to feed more on larger squares. So if you go out and look and you see a lot of thumb-sized bowls or maybe a little bit larger that have, we call it cat facing, or just a whole lot of dark spots on the outside of the bowl, looks kind of like stink bug injury, that's a good indicator that you probably have clouded plant bugs in the field. Now, our experience over the last couple of years is that pyrethroids provide sporadic control of clouded plant bugs and should not be relied on for cloudeds. On that note, we are approaching the time of the year where Syngenta's new product, Vertento, has a good fit. In my experience, both in my research trials, Vertento provides very good residual up to about 3 weeks of control of plant bugs, stink bugs, and spider mites, probably cotton jacid as well. My opinion, based on, like I say, my data and experience, is that if we want to maximize the return of investment with Vertento, we probably need to wait until cotton has slowed down its vegetative growth or until we get into the blooming window. Now, it is not systemic, so new growth is not, quote, protected. That's why we're prior to bloom and we're still adding a lot of nodes, and in vegetative growth, it's a little bit too early to get it out. So for this reason, we found that spraying it somewhere around the second or third week of bloom is a really good timing to knock plant bugs out and potentially get us close to the finish line on stink bugs as well. Now, we know, based on our limited experience from last year, that Vertento provides good control of jacids, very good control probably, in fact. But we need to do a little bit more work to see just how long we can expect the residual control to last. On that note, quickly, on the jacid front, we did find a single adult cotton jacid in Headland yesterday, which was June the 7th, on our early March planted cotton on the experiment station. Now, this detection was made on the field border, as we would expect. And so after that, my students and I got out and we did over 500 sweep net samples, looked on thousands of leaves, and did not find another jacid in that field or in any other field on the station there in Headland. So for now, I'm not getting overly excited and, thinking about spraying or anything like that. Let's just stay the course. But I would focus more on scouting on field borders and on these isolated indicator plants that are, you know, 5 or so feet away from the field. We're also seeing a ton of what we call jacid mimics or lookalikes that are leafhopper species that look really, really close to jacids, but are not cotton jacids. These species do not cause hopper burn. If you see a lot of immature leafhoppers in sweep net samples or on leaves, if they move quickly, they are likely not jacids. If you're not seeing any adults, I would say with a high degree of certainty that it is a mimic species and not a cotton jacid. So the only way to know when you're in the field is to look, see the adults, and they have the two black spots on the wings, and confirm that you've got it. We've got some images on the Alabama Insects blog where you can see both a mimic jacid and a jacid side by side. As we're getting into this kind of summer weather, we're starting to get these pop-up showers, and it's getting hot, and the sun's out. Those are good conditions for jacids, so just keep that in mind. My guess is, the next month will look very different than it does right now. But with that, we'll sign off for today. Hope everybody has a good week. And as always, if we can ever be of any help, please don't hesitate to reach out and let us know.
Vertento insecticide may be used for control of cotton jacid in cotton in Alabama in accordance with the special local needs provisions of the EPA under a FIFRA Section 2EE registration. You must comply with all of the limitations for use set forth in the 2EE registration.